Hello there, best threesome ever fans. So this is episode 7, part deux, or part 2 if you don't speak French, the accidental episode. I'm Nick, and I'm going to explain a little bit about what this is about. So this segment was originally part of episode 7, but keeping it in made it about 2 hours long. So I decided to cut it out, make it into part 2. And all this really is us just talking about our Oscar predictions, going over who was nominated, how we feel about the Academy, how we feel about some of the movies that were nominated or people that were nominated, and just kind of giving our opinions about that. So I apologize if it's a little out of context, and I apologize at the end of the episode. It hopefully doesn't really jumble too much or jump too much. But just sit back, relax, and enjoy a bonus little segment from us about the Oscars.
I haven't seen a lot of the movies that are being nominated for Best Picture.
So what are the nominations?
And for Best Picture is Bridge of Spies.
Seen it.
Nope, haven't seen it.
It's very boring.
The Revenant.
Seen it.
Spotlight.
Mm. Haven't seen it.
The Martian.
Seen it. It's seen awesome.
It. Love it.
It deserves
Best
Picture.
The Big Short.
Does not deserve Best Picture, but I've seen it.
Room.
Haven't seen it. Although,
no idea.
The buzz is that one's going to get it.
Brooklyn.
Haven't seen it.
And a surprise for me, Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, they just
Best Picture? Yeah, they threw that in because people bitch about genre films.
Yeah.
And the problem there is that people aren't bitching about genre films anymore. They're bitching about the inaccurate portrayal of race in Hollywood, especially when it comes to Oscars. That's not what... So they're like a step back. So in a couple of years, when we have another issue about the Oscars, we'll finally get like... an all-black best actor, best actress thing.
See, and then for actor, it's Eddie Redmayne, Michael F. Aspender, Bryan Cranston, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio. I have to say his name like that. I can't not. Best actress is Brie Larson, Mia Moore.
Yeah.
Charlotte Rampling, Kate Blanchett, that girl with the impronounceable names.
Saoirse Ronan?
Yeah. And J-Law.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
For some matters,
always,
I,
you heard J Lo.
No, I was thinking J Lo.
Oh,
sorry, J-Lo, I had J Lo on you.
It's actually
J-Lo.
Retroactive for Selena. Weird.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Actually, I think if you,
if
you actually look, I think Selena did win an Oscar.
It probably did.
Probably.
I'm surprised it did.
I doubt it was for best actress Jennifer Lopez.
Wasn't Almost up for supporting actor?
Oh, probably.
Remember James Olmos?
Probably.
So good.
He's an amazing actor who doesn't get enough attention.
He is, really. And him and Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman?
Yeah. Gary Oldman and Edward James Olmos, to me, are two of the best character actors in Hollywood. And the only difference is that Edward James Olmos... Jedward. Oh, dear.
He actually has won Oscars, I believe.
Does he?
I believe so.
He gets cast as the Latino character actor, whereas Oldman always gets cast as the gruff
everything.
American. Yeah, he gets cast as everything, but he gets cast as the gruff American character actor.
Best original screenplay is what Straight Outta Compton is going for. Up against Inside Out, Ex Machina, which I really liked. Spotlight and Bridge of Spies.
Yeah, no, it's in my opinion, the only competition there. Is honestly Inside Out, which is a great screenplay. It was
really good.
Excellently written, well done film.
And I will stand corrected. Selena did not win any Oscars. It won a lot of Alma Awards, including Edward James Olmos and Jennifer Lopez.
Lame.
And Gary
Busey.
Or Gregory Nava. No.
I think he was the guitarist.
He was.
This is his Spanish translation of Gary
Busey.
Best
visual effects is Mad Max, The Revenant, Ex Machina, The Martian, and Star Wars.
And to be fair, for...
kind of hope Star Wars wins, but...
Star Wars deserves it, Revenant will get it, and I won't be upset about it.
Star Wars deserves it for one reason alone, BB the fuck 8.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
But is that... but when they say visual effects, I think they're literally talking visual effects, not practical effects. That's a whole different Oscar.
No, because visual effects has existed longer than computer CGI.
Oh, did it? Okay,
yeah.
I'm pretty
well,
sure.
Well, I
it just means like any
Star Wars has an Oscar
any
for
special effect,
special
is
for visual
practical
effects.
Or computer generated.
Yeah.
Is still.
Yes, Edward James Olmos was Oscar nominated for Stand and Deliver. That was a movie I was trying to think.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he did that.
Did not. Oh, yeah. We watched that movie in like eighth grade. We like were forced to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, I was actually kind of like, oh, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I was probably one of the few people in eighth grade that actually enjoyed Stand and Deliver.
And probably understood that it was a good film.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's different.
These fucking things are being handed out tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Oh, hey. They
are being good that we're talking about the actors.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I
kind of realized that we had...
Go us.
All right. Go over the list again. Oh, let's just...
Motherfucker.
Right. Just go to Best Picture.
So let's end this thing.
Yeah, we'll end this thing with just
stupid-ass Oscar predictions.
Quick-fire predictions.
Yeah. All right, quick-fire predictions. Best Picture. Bridge of Spies, Mad Max, Revenant, Spotlight, Martian, Big Short, Room, Brooklyn.
Revenant.
Revenant will get it. Martian deserves it.
Martian does deserve it.
It does, but it won't.
But it won't get it.
Revenant will get it. Martian deserves it.
I don't think it will. I think Spielberg's going to steal it. I think it's going to go to Bridge of Spies.
Bridge of Spies is a horrible fucking movie.
Even with
Tom Hanks.
I know, but it's Tom Hanks and Spielberg.
They are
lots of movies that don't deserve it just because of
Apollo 13
who
didn't
does.
Win.
That's true. All right, move on.
Best actor, Redmayne. In Danish Girl, Fassbender, in Steve Jobs, Cranston and Trumbo, Damon and Martian, Leonardo DiCaprio and The Revenant.
Cranston deserves it. DiCaprio's going to get it.
I'd agree. Although...
I haven't seen Trumbo, but it's
think,
Bryan Cranston.
I kind of think Redmayne's going to get it.
He got it last year. He got it last year for playing fucking Stephen Hawking.
Did he?
Yes.
He did. I didn't watch the Oscars last year, so I guess...
Yeah. I didn't watch them either. I just remember he won it, and then I watched that Hawking movie afterwards, because I'm like, this is the guy that's in Les Mis, and here he is playing Stephen Hawking.
It wasn't... Yeah.
So. I kind of want DiCaprio to not get it, just to continue the trend of him being nominated and never winning it.
And we'd get
like
awesome
the,
memes
would he be like
again?
The next? Oh, would he be like the next, like, Helen Mirren?
Like, I want it just for the memes. I know it's selfish, but that's
not Helen Mirren. Who's the actress that is like nominated every year?
Helen Mirren.
Is it?
Helen
okay.
Mirren. Yeah, it's Helen Mirren.
She keeps not winning, and I can never figure out why.
I think DiCaprio will get it just because it's not necessarily for
it's
that movie.
It's the body of work.
It's the body of work.
Then it should go to Cranston.
He won't, though. He hasn't done enough. He hasn't done enough movie stuff to...
Okay. I mean, you're not wrong, but that doesn't change the fact
And I'm talking taking big roles, too. I mean, I agree that Cranston is a phenomenal actor. Here's your spectrum of work. You know, you go from Malcolm in the Middle to freaking
Breaking Bad.
Godzilla.
And crappy Godzilla.
Don't.
But I'm saying that that's a huge spectrum, and he does them both phenomenally. And then if you see his stuff on, he did that Broadway show on Woodrow Wilson? No. Theater.
I don't know. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, though.
He did a stage production. It's a one man show or something like that, and he's brilliant.
Remember when they said quickfire these out?
Oh, let's go back to quickfire. Sorry. Best actress.
Best actress: Brie Larson in Room, Charlotte Rampling in 45 Years, which I have no idea what that even is.
No idea.
Cate Blanchett in Carol, Suarez Shamalamaningdong Ronan in Brooklyn, and Jennifer Lawrence in Joy.
So my thought is the buzz I've been hearing, Brie Larson's going to get it.
I would like Brie Larson to get it.
But I'll never rule out Jennifer Lawrence because
she's already
just,
won it.
Yeah, but she is such
a
spitfire.
That's not to say that people won't.
I understand that, but they, you know.
Give it to her just because.
You have to play the game of what is the Academy going to pick, and the Academy will pick.
I really like the Lovely Bones girl with the unpronounced
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, I really like her.
And I might be pronouncing it wrong, too, but I think I'm right. Rowan.
Best director is George Miller for Mad Max, Adam McKay for The Big Short, Lenny Abramson for The Room, Alejandro Gonzalez...
Iñárritu!
Yes, for The Revenant, and Tom McCarthy for Spotlight.
So it should go to George Miller for Mad Max. I still haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I still haven't seen Fury Road,
but I know it should go to him. But I think it's going
to
go to Anna McKay or Alejandro Gonzalez.
It's going to go to Alejandro.
I don't know about that.
The Big Short is excellent and well directed.
Right.
Did either of you see it?
Yes, I did. If you folks have not seen it, just so you can get really super fucking angry.
It's true. It really is. That said, it is a great film. I don't think it's on the same level as a lot of the other ones. Like, you said it in the Best Picture, and I was like, no, Big Short doesn't, no. Not a chance. Does it have a chance against any of these?
But
The Martian and The Revenant
are there.
As
Best Picture, no, but it was definitely well-directed.
It's a well-directed film. So, yeah, okay. I think I would like Adam McKay to win, but it's going to go to Iñárritu because I think this is the Revenant's year. I think
So, best supporting actor, we got the Hulk in Spotlight. We got Rambo in Creed. We got Bane in The Revenant. We have Batman in The Big Short and whoever Mark Rylance is in Bridge of Spies. I couldn't come up with a superhero.
I've got it. Mark Rylance?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking Mark Strong.
I kind of hope it goes to the guy that played Creed.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan. Is it in Creed?
It's for Creed. It's for Creed, yeah.
Wait, what? No.
Oh, no. He said Rocky Balboa. He said Sylvester
Rambo.
Stallone.
Oh, Rambo.
Sylvester Stallone for Creed. I'd give it to the best supporting actor.
I really want to see it really badly.
You haven't seen Creed?
I haven't yet.
I have them.
You stop doing this podcast right the fuck now and you go watch that. Oh, it's a YouTube. I'll shut everything down.
I have it on my computer.
Do you? Okay.
I had it a long time ago.
All right, fine. You go and you go watch it now.
Look, it's I have Bridge of Spies. I have Creed.
I think Creed.
Eight, The Martian.
Yeah,
they're all on my computer already.
Sounds like you did not get those legally.
I'm not saying I did.
Huh?
He just admitted that. Get him.
Uh-oh, FBI is gonna be knocking on my door.
What a wonderful sense of irony.
Maybe.
Best supporting actress.
Best supporting actress.
Rachel McAdams in Spotlight. Rooney Mara in Carol. Jennifer Jason Leigh in The Hateful Eight. Kate Winslet in Steve Jobs. Alicia Vikander in The Danish Girl.
All right. As much as I disliked Hateful Eight, I thought it was a terrible, terrible fucking film. Jennifer Jason Leigh deserves it.
She was brilliant in that
she
movie.
She was hilarious. I loved her. She
was very good.
She
in that
embodied
movie.
The best supporting Oscar. For me, in that movie, she held that movie together.
Between her and Samuel Jackson, I think that was the only reason I watched that movie.
Walton Goggins.
Oh yeah,
Walton Goggins was great.
He was
just fun. I actually didn't like Sam Jackson in this movie.
I wasn't a big fan of him.
He was Sam Jackson. He was Sam Jackson in a Quentin Tarantino film. Yep. That was it.
Yep.
But yeah, no, Jennifer. I'd give it to Jennifer Jason Leigh. I want her to win it.
This is the only category where I haven't seen a single one of these movies, okay. With the exception of Best Foreign Film. So I can't really give an answer on this one. Supporting actress.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen Spotlight, Carol, Hateful Eight, Steve Jobs, or The Danish Girl.
I don't think Steve Jobs is going to win anything. I pretty got it doesn't because how many fucking Steve Jobs movies have come out in the past 5 years?
100.
I'll go 99, Bob.
There is a one with...
You're supposed to say 101.
Sorry, 101, Bob.
90, no. It's a $1. I'm going to go $1. $1,
$1 Bob.
$1, Bob. Actually, it's not Bob anymore. It's Drew Carey.
It's still Bob. Yeah, no, it will always be Bob.
I'm going to skip my childhood best foreign Bob. Language film.
No. Let's just make wild, crazy, harebrained guesses on best foreign film.
All right.
So best I want to hear you try to pronounce
this
shit.
Best foreign language film, A War, Son of Saul, Embrace the Serpent... Thebe or Mustang?
Actually, I think it might go to Thebe. I've heard good things about this.
War.
I'm going to go with Son of Saul.
Sure. These are perfectly legitimate and well-researched predictions. Continuing on.
Best original song?
Best original
song? Is Manta Ray by Anthony Hagerty and J. Ralph, which I guess was in something, but it's not giving me any of this information.
Son of a bitch.
From Racing Extinction.
Mm. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's a documentary film.
Oh, sure.
I didn't know that.
I
want to know.
Earned It from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, she did.
who was the artist on that? Was that Ellie Spalding again?
I was already past it because I have to click on the thing to find out which movie it
was. Oh, sure.
Let's see, where was it? Ellie Best original Spalding. Song. Earned It from 50 Shades of Grey is by The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Writings on the Wall by Sam Smith and Jimmy Napes, and that is from Spectre. So that must be the new Bond song.
That's the new Bond song. Yeah.
Which
song.
Almost always gets...
Gets a nomination. Not necessarily the win, but a nomination.
The Adele one was really fucking good.
That was great.
So was the Chris Cornell one. You Know My Name from Casino Royale.
Oh, yeah.
The one from Quantum of Solace, the Jack White, Alicia Keys one sucked so much.
Yeah. The Madonna one was good.
Yeah.
I like the Madonna one.
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wings? Wings, anyone? Wings?
Sample song number 3 by David Lang, which is from... which is from Youth, apparently. It was really difficult. It didn't go right to it. That was weird. Did you stop it? And then, what's the last one? Best original song, Till It Happens to You by Lady Gaga from something. I don't know. It's not even telling me.
I think, yeah, I don't know if I have a horse in this race.
I don't either. I'm just going to go with the James Bond song.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm going to go with
Earned It because The Weeknd's been really hot.
Yeah, that's actually a good
call. Although it'd be awesome if Lady Gaga won.
And actually, for as shitty as 50 Shades of Grey was, the soundtrack is excellent.
Yeah.
Was great. It's like the Queen of the Damned for this for this millennia.
Wow. Okay. Screenplay?
Best original screenplay is next. Bridge of Spies, Spotlight, Ex Machina, Inside Out, Straight Out of Compton. Please let Straight Out of Compton.
Let it be Straight Out of Compton.
Dear God, let that win.
Here's the thing. I think this will be a horse race between Inside Out and Straight Out of Compton.
I think Straight Out of Compton will win it.
I think Straight Out of Compton's got it. Unless, you know, somebody... Unless Mark Ruffalo went on a massive dick sucking competition and Spotlight comes through and just steals it.
Best cinematography. Hateful Eight.
No.
Carol.
Easy.
God, Carol. The Revenant.
God damn it, Carol.
Sicario and Mad Max.
Mad Max. I think
the cinematography was brilliant.
Again, still haven't seen it.
But
have
also
seen clips.
The Revenant with the candlelight stuff you're talking about sounds like it could be.
I mean, it did. They shot it all in natural light, and that's an excellent. I think. Yeah, you're right. Mad Max should probably get it. Revenant will get it.
Best writing on an adapted screenplay.
Okay.
The Martian.
Sure.
The Big Short.
Yep.
Room.
Mm-hmm.
Carol. And Brooklyn.
Probably gonna go to Brooklyn.
I still don't know what Brooklyn even is.
It
looks boring.
It does.
Delete.
Yeah. Should go to The Martian. I'm surprised The Revenant wasn't in there. Because that's an adaptation.
Is it?
Yeah,
it is. It's off a book.
It's off of a book.
Apparently, they could give less of a fuck.
Apparently.
I haven't read any of the books, so I couldn't tell you.
I picked up The Martian, and it is...
The one time when I guessed it was going to be The Sniper, and I wanted American Sniper to win, and then I actually read the book. The movie is nothing like the fucking book at all, and I'm kind of see why they didn't win.
Oh, okay.
It's really not. I mean, there's parts... Those are all those things that in the movie are in the book, but not that order whatsoever.
Sure. Sure, that's very similar to what's going to happen with The Martian,
probably.
But
I never read the book, so I don't know.
I have, and it's I picked up the book a few weeks ago, and I finished it a couple days ago. It's I don't care. It's a good adaptation. I don't know if it's if they base best adapted screenplay off of linear story, then yeah, it's not going to win, but it should. It should win. I think it'll probably go to this Brooklyn thing.
Probably.
Because Saoirse Ronan is kind of a bit of an indie darling.
I thought they won.
She really is.
She's a bit of an indie darling.
And I can see why.
Yeah. She has that sort of Christina Ricci look.
Did you see Hannah?
No. Was she in that?
Yeah, she's kind of like this little kid version of Jason Bourne.
Oh,
like
neat.
We're like her.
Oh, yeah,
is like
yeah.
An agent,
yep.
Like teaches her how to be.
Yep.
Oh, sure, sure.
Very
sure.
La Femme Nikita.
Oh yeah, absolutely. See yeah. It.
Okay.
See it. A, it's super good. B, she's super good in it.
Hmm.
I thought Straight Outta Compton won a bunch of Golden Globes, unless IMDb is not up to
Golden Globes.
Golden Gobs.
You know what
Best
I mean.
Best visual effects: Mad Max, Revenant, Ex Machina, Martian, and Star Wars.
Star Wars.
My
should
balls
go
unleashed.
To Star Wars.
Star Wars. By the way, I'm surprised that Star Wars wasn't nominated for Best Original Song. Maybe it did his Best Original Score or something.
Best Original Song. Oh, yeah.
Because it's John Williams, and he always gets fucking nominated.
Well, you mean score.
Score, yeah. Yes.
Best Original Score, yes. Best Original Song, also yes. Because it's J.J. Abrams, who's stupidly hot right now. And the lyrics and music were co-written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who...
God. Really are a nerd about this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm super impressed right now,
too. I kind of have a hard on thinking about it.
You're damn right. but Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote the two like Cantina songs.
Right.
And so, yeah, I feel like the Oscar
nerd.
Shut the hell up. But the Oscars would want to get on some of the ball sucking of Lin-Manuel Miranda right now, because everyone is sucking his dick, and I'm glad for it. He fucking deserves it. I would like to suck his dick a little.
So go on. I'm sorry. What were the nominations?
But yeah.
I don't know where we were on, what category we were
we
in.
We were just doing best visual effects. Best documentary, Amy, The Look of Silence, Winter on Fire, Cartelland, and What Happened. The only one I really know is Amy.
Yeah.
Winter on Fire.
Oh, because Amy, that's right.
Because it reminds me of Girl on Fire, and it reminds me of Jennifer Lawrence, and so I'm going to go with that. That was my Kevin Bacon
I feel like Amy's a very strong contender. Yeah, it's the front runner because drug addicted pop star. And the Oscars have a hard on for drug addicted musicians.
I know they do.
All right, best sound editing, The Martian, Star Wars, Mad Max.
Star Wars, it should.
Mad Max.
Mad Max will probably get it, but Star Wars, I think, deserves it.
I'm still listing it. The Martian, Star Wars, Mad Max, The Revenant, Star Wars, Sicario.
Wait, what?
Because it's different people.
Oh, shit.
So Oliver Tarney for The Martian, David Accord for Star Wars, Matthew Wood for Star Wars, David White for Mad Max, Mark Mangini for Mad Max, Lon Bender for The Revenant, Martin Hernandez for The Revenant, Alan Robert Murray for Sicario.
Huh.
I'm gonna go with The Martian, because typically in Academy Award fashion, if there are two people nominated for the same thing, they don't win.
That is true.
Yeah.
Although fair I really enough. Want Star Wars to win or Mad Max, I'd be happy with either one of those. But typically, sound editing has gone to like war movies because they're the hardest to sound edit.
They're the hardest to sound edit, and a space movie is pretty hard to sound edit too. So,
yeah.
Best film editing: The Revenant, Spotlight, Star Wars, Mad
Revenant.
Max, and The Big Short.
Revenant.
Star Wars is the only one that has two people up for it, and both of them are women's.
Oh, then it doesn't
then
get.
It's going to go to The Revenant, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to go to The Revenant.
Fucking A.
I don't make the rules, I just follow them.
Follow traditionally what the Academy has done.
Best animated feature, Inside Out, and everything
people.
Inside Out is up against.
Inside Out.
Yeah, Inside Out. What is Inside Out up against?
Shaun the Sheep.
You.
Annalisa? Sure.
Yeah.
Boy in the World?
What the fuck?
When Marnie was something that starts with a TH.
What?
Really?
When Marnie was there.
It,
which is a Japanese.
Big Hero.
Very sure. kind of a.
Big Hero 6
looks
isn't
Miyazaka, but I don't
no,
think
No, Big
it
Hero
is.
6 is oh, year a couple right. years
Sorry.
Ago. Yeah.
Last year's kind of a blur. Sorry.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Was a year before.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It looks very much in the style of Spirited Away, but isn't.
Oh, okay, sure. It's not Hayao Miyazaki.
Inside Out.
It's not Miyazaki.
Inside Out, yeah. It was so. It
was so
really
good.
It was so good.
It was very good.
It captured exactly how I felt about being a child.
Actually, I used to imagine that there were, when I was a kid, I used to imagine that there were people inside of me driving my.
Driving your brain?
Yeah.
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 And I think a lot of people.
Except mine looked more like the Bridge of the Enterprise.
Best costume design kind of has some interesting ones.
Okay.
The Danish Girl, The Revenant, Carol, Cinderella, and Mad Max. I kind of want Cinderella.
I think
costumes
Cinderella
and,
should win it.
I think the costumes that were just fucking dynamite.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate it when period pieces win that.
But they will. They always do.
But they always do because they're the hardest.
No, they're not. They're the fucking easiest. You just look at a picture of people back then and go, make that.
Yeah, but
give me a future one, or a fairy tale one like Cinderella.
Stop bringing sense and logic into this argument.
But that's
you're talking about the
it
Academy.
Make sense. It's best costume
because
design,
they,
not best costume
reproduction. Yeah, well,
it makes no fucking sense.
It doesn't make sense
unless
to me either.
They go like crazy with it and make it look like Marie Antoinette or something like that. Then sure, absolutely. But
it's about the fact that they recreated it so well.
But it was like Pride and Prejudice. Fuck you.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm simply saying what the Academy has traditionally done.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So many I don't give a shit. Best animated short film I don't care about. Sound mixing is boring.
Yeah.
And it's four pages.
Sounds like there's all technical awards now.
Yeah. No. All
right, cool.
Technicals that nobody gives a shit about.
All
right. So best original score.
Oh, best original score. Yeah.
Bridge of Spies.
Ugh.
Sicario.
Mm.
The Hateful Eight.
Well, actually,
soundtrack wasn't bad,
and it was Ennio Morricone who deserves an Oscar for body of work, not for this.
Maybe
movie.
He'll get it.
Carol,
damn it, Carol.
And Star Wars: The Force Unleashed.
I'm
going to go with Hateful Eight because John Williams won't get it because he's gotten it so many other fucking times and he's been nominated.
Yeah, but he's close to death.
It doesn't matter. He already has 20 million Oscars.
When he dies, that's going to be a fucking dark day for Star Wars nerds.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think it's a toss-up between Hateful Eight, Ennio Morricone, and John Williams for Star Wars.
Everybody in the nerd world is going to hate me when I say this, but I think John Williams is past his prime in Star Wars music.
Gosh, shut the fuck up, asshole.
I'm sorry.
Nope. Now I will turn your mic off. What?
Best makeup.
Uh-huh.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
Jesus.
Three of them are Mad Max.
Not going to win.
Three of them are The Revenant.
Not going to win.
Two are for the 100-year-old man. Something with a W. Went to China, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that's Max. That's not Max Brooks. Mel Brooks.
Sure.
I think so. Yeah. Sounds like it. Anyways.
Can't believe Chris Rock is hosting this bitch.
Well, they needed some color.
I just think it's funny how little color there is, and Chris Rock is hosting it. I hope he says something.
Oh, do you think he won't?
Yeah, I think he will.
It's a live broadcast.
Yeah.
And they can't fire him mid-show.
If win the fucking one award it's up for, I hope he says something else.
By the way, so
I really like
also
the ghost microphone so I can make sassy little underhanded comments and
also,
just whisper real close to you like we're actually next to each other.
We are. By the way, funny side note, so the guy that wrote Hamilton,
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. He is the guy that has written all like the raps after the Oscars and after the
Tonys.
And the Tonys. But
he
did the Oscars.
Neil Patrick Harris, yeah.
Yeah, but he wrote for the Oscars too.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was maybe something people wanted to know. It's kind of interesting because that's how you get like I've always wondered how do they get this. It's a very long one, but we started recording.
Right.
I always wondered how they got these phenomenal raps at the end of. I mean, I'm like, they must have some brilliant writers. Yeah, they have a writer.
Yeah, they have a writer, and his name is Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he is the second coming of Stephen Sondheim.
Right. Yeah.
That is my opinion. What, bitches?
And on that note.
And on that really nerdy musical note.
Hopefully, the Oscars won't be something that's just going to fall apart, but who knows, it will be. I hope it's not a big political statement.
It is. It will be. It's never
it's
good,
not
but there's always something. Good little snippets.
It will be.
If John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell show up to present an award, that's always funny. It's the only time I find Will Ferrell funny.
Have you seen Stranger Than Fiction?
Yes, it's the only time I find Will Ferrell funny. That and Anchorman. I actually liked him in Anchorman.
I love that movie so much.
But, no, the Oscars, same thing every year. Somebody's going to make a less than pleasant joke.
Oh, they haven't had a streaker in a long time.
Oh, that's true. They haven't. But somebody's going to make a less than, PC joke. Somebody is going to do a political speech.
Yeah, I know. They will.
It's going to go long.
Yep.
The old doddering guy who's getting the Lifetime Achievement Award will do a 5-minute speech, and the band will never play him off because, fuck, he's almost dead. This is the last time he's going to say anything in public.
Does everybody remember when... not Kurt Russell, but...
It wasn't... Oh, Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas, that's right. Do you remember when he
when they pulled his
cadaver on stage?
when they trotted his shambling corpse up those stairs.
God, literally in the casket, a guy on a 2-wheel cart tips it up.
Kirk Douglas is still fucking alive.
I was
too,
like,
and
leave the crumbling remnants of King Leonidas' body alone.
He's the next Dick Clark. He's another robot. He's a T-1000. Dick Clark was like the T-100.
But then you look at people like guys like Dick Van Dyke. I don't know if you guys.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
did.
So I gotta say this real quick, and then we.
God, he's
totally
a dynamo.
End,
I'll put a video of it. I know what you're.
Oh yeah, yeah. So Dick Van Dyke is ABC does 60 years of Disneyland, and one of the kids from Dancing with the Stars, the really cute Aryan one. Is leading Derek Hoff or whatever. He's leading a rendition of Step in Time, And he walks to the back of the stage, opens a portico window, and out steps 90-year-old Dick Van 90, goddamn motherfucking badass Dyke. I realized what I did there.
Right. He's like 93, but yeah, he steps out.
No, he's 90. He's 90.
I thought he was 92.
He
okay.
90 years. He just turned 90 years old, right. And he walks out, and he starts singing along with them, and he hooks his elbows with the other guys. He does a little kick step thing, you know,
yeah.
Nothing too big. He's a 90-year-old guy. And then they do, like, a little pirouette plié thing.
They do the moves that he did in the original movie. Yeah.
That he does in the original movie where he's jumping around. And here goes Dick Van Dyke fucking jumping around. This lanky, 6-foot-nothing, 90-year-old man is prancing around like he's in his 30s still. It's just like,
and,
oh my God.
And the best part was the crowd fucking went nuts.
Yeah,
they
lost
their shit. And it was amazing.
Lost it.
Interesting. And he still looks exactly the same as he did when he was in Scrubs like a decade and a half ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, he really does.
He's a T-100,000.
The older version?
No, the newer version.
Oh, the newer version.
Updated.
Sure.
Updated.
Sure. That makes sense.
Maybe he's a T-2,000, whatever.